Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. And I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see, even while you're down, even while you fall down, while you're down there and you're looking up and people are walking past you. Be the change you want to see. We all fall down. I don't care how high you're up in the world. I don't care how high you try and give, you want to give an impression that you're so high up there. We all fall down. We see politicians fall down every day. Like, why? What were you thinking? What? But we all fall down, but we need something, somebody, someone to bring us back again, to bring us back to our senses. And then we can allow the love. We can remember we let it be. We let the love wash over us. We let the joy wash over us because that is our true nature. That is our true identity. That's why when we are thinking thoughts that don't serve us, it feels painful. it doesn't feel right because the other thought, the thought of I'm not good enough, I don't deserve, I can't have it, it won't happen, it's not in alignment with the truth of who you are. So whenever you're thinking thoughts like that, your body will say, oh, no, 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 get that mess out of here. Which your body, your spirit, your soul will fight that thought. Not literally. Your spirit don't need to fight. Your soul don't need to fight. Just kind of paint a picture for you. It will send a signal to you that, that's not a thought that you want to keep. However, when you're thinking thoughts that are in alignment with truth, with love, the peace, the harmony, yes, all that woo stuff, all that new age stuff. Yeah, when you're thinking those thoughts, your body's like, you're so good. Classical. And then sometimes, that's what I'm doing. I'm paying for me. I shouldn't be thinking thoughts like that. I'm old. I shouldn't do that. No. Stay. You're dreaming. If you're in a dream, stay asleep. Stay asleep. Dream. Dream your life into existence. Life is good and it's getting better. It is. It's getting very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. And very better. Very better. Very better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you are at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversation. I'm bringing it up. I'm huge to wake up. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio with Sandy Lynn and you and the Prince. I don't know. I was talking about behind the scenes, there's all stuff going on before this show. So, let's see. Well, okay, so let's see. Tanya on the phone line. Press 1 and I'm still working. So you get to come on board. Actually, no, I'm here. You get to be my ears. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, anyway, you can listen to Ask or Ask Coach Addy. I'm here Monday to Thursday. Cross 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those days are packed. Really? Okay, let's just play a song. That's the case. Let's just play a song. I can't have this. Let's see. Let's just bring in the grace of God. Okay? I'm about to fall down right now. But anyway, let's tell me if you can hear me a little press one on your keypad. If not, I can just do this way.
And calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders and the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. You seek my face. I'm all you will ever need. All you ever need. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Well, here we go. Let's try that again. A perfect experiment, a perfect example to let go of self-defeating thoughts. Because I could easily go there right now. But you know what? I'm focusing on the good. I have the intention right now that you're hearing me loud and clear. And I'm even sending love and blessings and light to the network, Blog Talk Radio, all the staff, Life Conversations Radio. All of us is doing exactly what we need to do. And everything is working together for good, no matter what.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Live radio. Live radio. Let go. Self-defeating thoughts. Why is it so easy to go there right about now? It is so, so easy to go there right now. And this is a perfect, perfect example for me, for you, for us to check in and see. To check in and see and feel how we're doing about this. Are you irritating? I'm leaving. I mean, you had the choice to do that. Are you getting mad at Blog Talk Radio? Or whatever. Whatever you're doing. Are you, whatever. See, this is a perfect opportunity for us to grow. Now, I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying this. I can tell you that right now. I'm not enjoying it. And I'm actually talking to Blog Talk Radio as I talk with you. And asking me questions that I like to say this. But anyway, all is well. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to just pretend nothing's happening because that's how you let go of self-defeating thoughts. You focus on what you want. You focus on where you're going. You stay in your lane. You stay in the flow. You allow where you're going. Okay, so Blog Talk Radio said they're having issues on their end. And so just bear with me as I break my conversations up with Blog Talk Radio. John, stop it. Okay, that's it. I'm going to just do this and I'm out of here. I'm not even talking to you no more because this is not helping me. I'm being asked questions that are not supporting me. So this is how you let go of self-defeating thoughts. That when you focus on where you're going, you can just ignore all the other stuff that's going on. And then when you find that you engage in a conversation that's moving you away from where you want to be, then you choose differently, like I just did. Nothing personal, but I'm done with that conversation. I got a show to run here. We'll take care of the edits later. We'll come back and edit the show and kind of make it sound a little bit perfect. Yes, I said perfect. Tie it together. But those of you that have the opportunity to learn this lesson, maybe I won't even edit the show. Maybe the people who listen to the show will get to experience. It's probably easier than you guys. You guys are just listening. You know, you're probably sending love and light and just blessing me. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. So anyway, as I was saying, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins. Change begins right now, right here, and you make a difference. And I appreciate you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. And we got questions to go through. We got things to do. We ain't got time for disconnection and breaking up. We don't have time for that. Let's just make sure I still have sound. take a breath. Let's just take a breath together. That no matter what issue Blog Talk Radio is dealing with, no matter what's going on in the ethers, no matter the energy, we let the love of God, of the universe, that one sound, that one voice, that is you, that is me, just wash all over us. And we center. We let go of the self-defeating thoughts by taking our attention off what's not working for us. We remember that right here, right now, we are one with the one. We remember that the all-powerful is who and what we are, the all-knowing, the everywhere evenly present. We are an extension of that. We are an extension of him, of her, of it, whatever name you will call it. The no thing, we are it. So as I make this declaration, I'm making the declaration on your behalf as well. That no matter what is going on, no matter how painful, no matter if you're stuck, if you can't see, if you're in the dark, if you're having the dark night of the soul, know that you are forever connected to something more powerful. And when you remember that you are one with the source, you will be resourced by the source of all life, of all good. So we keep it moving, we keep it rolling. A quick announcement here. And tomorrow, Wednesday, Spiritual Tag Team with Betty Pegues. My mind just went to a question I was asked in the chat room with Blog Talk Radio. I was having a private chat with him. Well, not so private because I'm sharing it with you. Man, some questions are just ridiculous. I need to get that out of my system. Like, what? And it's okay. So here's the thing. It's about spiritual practice, spiritual practice. So we have this illusion sometimes that if we're having so-called challenges, if things are not going the way we want it to, then we're out of alignment, then we need to work with our consciousness, then we're bad, there's something wrong with us. That is impossible, only in thoughts. Only in your thoughts. So you get to choose that no matter what. So now when I go off, when I say, don't ask me, well, I didn't say that, but I'm saying it now. When you, don't ask me ridiculous questions. Some people can look at me and say, ooh, like Coach Ade got upset. Well, whatever. I can't even address that. Because when you feel an emotion, when you feel something, when you have a thought, It's important to express it. Now, you get to choose how you express it. You get to decide if you're criticizing or if you're confessing. You get to decide if you're judging or you're accepting. You get to decide that through your thinking. You get to give it a label. So wherever you are is wherever you are. And if we release the judgment of our own lives, the things that we're going through, we can really experience the love and light and peace and joy and harmony that we are already. It is our essence. I know that's challenging for the logical mind to wrap itself around it, but the logical mind is not designed to understand it. So don't try and explain to the logical-minded folks why you're in love with yourself. Don't try and explain to the logical side of you why you're choosing peace. Because the logical side of you, your intellect, the masculine energy, is here to deliver the message from the feminine, from the creative. So from your heart, from your soul, you go forth and create. And your logical mind, your intellect says, oh, how do we apply this in the physical world? How do we apply that on a practical level? The problem is if you start from practicality and then trying to go to creativity, you will kill your own creativity. So your self-defeating thoughts about I can't do it, I can't make it, it won't happen, I have a problem, blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Shut that up. Just get all of it. Shut it up and just release it up into the consciousness, into the ethers. Just release it. And come back to the beginning. Come back to love. I know for some of us it sounds like, oh, well, you know, everybody don't think like that. Who cares what everybody thinks about? As a matter of fact, everybody's not even thinking about you. You think everybody's thinking about you. You think everybody's at home thinking, how dare she, how dare he do that. You think your husband, your wife, your children are spending their life thinking about you. They got their own stories, drama going on in their own mind. Every now and then, you make a cameo appearance. But most of the time, they're dealing with their own production. We fool ourselves to think, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, God, what are people thinking? People, I tell you what people are thinking about. People are thinking what you think about their lives. So you're thinking they're thinking about you, and they're thinking you're thinking about them. So none of you are really thinking about anything that's going to work for you. You're just wasting time and space. So it's now to actually for us to really just get to a place where we become masters of our own thoughts. We're going to go to questions. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Yesterday we did a show. Well, as we always do, the theme and conversation was glowing with the flow. This is perfect because it kind of, let me put it this way. I had my own plan of how I want the show to flow, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, and what I want to present. But when life happened, it just makes sense to go with it. As opposed to say, I can't believe this. I can't believe the sound was breaking up. I got over it. I'm way over it now. But it's an example for every one of us. All of us that are united in spirit. All of us. All of us is. That when your life looks like it's breaking up, when you can't hear the sound of your inner voice, when you're communicating to your loved one and they can't hear you, stay in the moment and deal with what is. What is happening right now? They can't hear me. But make an adjustment. Play a song. Dance. Laugh. Draw. Go for a walk. Breathe. Love. Be still. There's so many. Do you want me to carry on? I won't. Because I'm. But I may. Who knows? You know? I really believe, I sense, I have this feeling that the energy around us now is so intensified. And the energy that is around us, that is supporting us, is so intensified that whatever thought, whatever way of being is dominant, you will find yourself living it out. It will be revealed into the world. It won't just even be in your head. It will be revealed in the world. So let's see. Let me go to the internet here. So I multitask anyway, and I'm a master of my own universe. Let's see if I can pull this up. I talked about this. Oh, wait. Let me go back. Are you in the flow? You can go back and correct something you should have done. No, you correct something that you didn't do, not should have done. There's nothing you should do. Don't shoot on yourself. So we started the show off with We Let It Be. That's the Agape Choir. If you want to find out more about the Agape Choir, you can go to their website, Agape Live, agapelive.com. And that's another community that is helping you to stay grounded even though you're experiencing the ground is shaky. If you've never checked them out, you need to do it. Just go there. You will get it. You will embody it. That's another community that just keeping the truth alive. And then we went into State of Man. We all fall down. We do. We all fall down. So when you realize that we all fall down, then you can stop beating yourself up. Instead of beat yourself up, lift yourself up with your thoughts. State of Man, We All Fall Down. You can find out more about State of Man by going to their website, stateofmanmusic.com, stateofmanmusic.com, and you can find them on iTunes as well and download the song. So let's see. So they have, I'm talking about the energy is intensified now. And whatever thought is dominant in your awareness, the way of being, something that you're giving a lot of energy to, the energy right now will find a way to reveal it to the world so the world can see it. Now, there's this politician, representative, attorney, Anthony Weider, I guess, put a picture of his on Twitter. Oh, he put a picture of his last name on Twitter. Apparently, he denied it at first. But there's another thing that I just said, I am not wasting my energy in me. But I remember when I saw this, I asked myself, what makes someone who is in a place of power, power as in the external world, because he's part of people who are making the law that runs, the law of the land, that's what I mean when I say power, to do something like that? He's probably still asking the same question. What is it? What made me do that? Maybe he's just thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm glad I did that. I don't know. I would like to believe that he's trying to figure out why he did that. Whatever answer he comes up with, I can't even answer for him. But I want us to use that as an example, to take that as an example, that whatever thought is dominant in your awareness, somehow the energy right now will help you to put it out into the ethers. And no matter how hard you try to hide, there's an energy that's saying, whatever is done in the dark, it will be revealed in the light. It will show up. So we can learn from it as opposed to criticize and representative attorney, what is going on? Anthony, let's try that. Anthony Weider. Or Weiner, I don't know how to pronounce his name. But we can take that as an example and say to ourselves, first of all, we all have our dark side. We all have our shadow self. We all have our shadow side. And when we become fully aware of that and we let go of the judgment of our shadow side, and embrace the shadow and recognize and remember that the shadow itself is a gift if we're willing to look for it, if we're willing to look at it, if we're willing to embrace it. But if we run from it, it will chase you down because what you can't be with won't let you be. Excuse me. I want to read this quote to you, and then we're going to take a break, and then come back with the questions. 347-426-3346. Here's a quote for you to ponder while I take a break. You may have heard it before, and even if you've heard it before, I want you to hear this quote as if you're hearing it for the first time. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. That's by Oliver Wendell Holmes. So you get to ask yourself, what's the point of investing in self-defeating thoughts? Because there's something within you so strong that it's so, so powerful. And you don't have to do much to get in contact with it. I'm going to take a break. And if you want to just check in and get in contact with that place right now, that power, that presence, it's so silent. It's so silent. And all you got to do is just be still. Take a breath. Breathe out and listen. You will make contact. You will. You are in contact with it. You are it. You don't need to go on a retreat. Now, I'm not saying do not, but you don't need to go on a retreat to contact, to make contact, to experience that presence, that power within you. Breathe in. And breathe out all the cares, all the worries, all the concerns, all the thoughts, all the defeating thoughts, self-defeating thoughts. And be still. And listen. You will hear.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Three, apples. There was a boy, a very holy boy in India, filled with wisdom. He had the big glow shining inside him, and many people would come from miles around to be in his presence. A well-to-do American tourist passing through the town heard about the boy and was immediately very skeptical. He was a very educated, sophisticated, worldly man, who did not believe in God. What could a so-called holy boy teach him? He was determined to prove to the ignorant locals that this boy was a fraud. One day, while in the town square, he saw the boy walking, followed by a crowd of devotees. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd of locals and came in front of the boy. He had been waiting for this moment. He sneered at the boy and took a ripe red apple out of his pocket. He said mockingly to the boy, "I will give you this apple if you can show me where God is." The boy was quiet for a moment as he stared peacefully at the man. The townspeople watched. His eyes were filled with light and love. His heart was warm. Finally, he spoke in a soothing, serene voice. "I will give you two apples," he said, "if you show me where God is not."
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I dare anyone out there to show me a spot where God is not. To show me where there's a spot where your soul doesn't exist. Your soul, your spirit, your presence is everywhere evenly present. There is no spot where God is not. That piece of audio is from Brian Pierglosi. You can find out more about him by going to thebigglow.com. 347-426-3346. Welcome, my listeners. Cheryl, silent listeners. Nahali, Silvia, Joy Putamo, Joy. Betty Piggies is in the house, my co-producer. Tanya is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Welcome, 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 all of you. Thank you to all of you listening on the archive for sharing the show, for liking the show, for sharing on your Facebook pages, your social networks, tweeting the show, for spreading the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly, fully appreciate who you're being in the world. Together, we make a difference. Let's go to some questions. Now that I'm all in alignment, after life circumstances kind of knocked me off my lane a little, I got bumped. So I had to bring myself back and just stay with the flow. And when you stay with the flow, when you stay with what's happening in your life, no matter how unsettling it is, if you're willing to just sit with it and breathe through it, you will end up where you started. That place called love. It is who you are. It is who you are. It is who you are, no matter what, no matter the story, no matter how bad your life turned out, no matter if you were raped, abused, if you're having bad luck after bad luck, it's just happening, you are a divine emanation of God. You are the life of God. On this planet, it's designed for us to forget who we are. It's the game of life, the paradox. God is the all thing and the no thing. So we have challenges with jobs and marriage and relationship and children and needing more money and not quite sure. So let's take a question from John. John from New York emailed in and said, maybe you can help me sort this out. I'm going to make a long story short. I'm in a job I hate. I'm in a marriage that has been going downhill for the last 5 years. I have gone to marriage counseling that didn't work. But with three preteen kids, filing a divorce and leaving my job is not an option. So I just settle with the unsettling. No, he said, I just settled, which is unsettling. I like how he put that. May not feel right. It may not feel good. So I just settled with the unsettling. I want to start over with my life, but find this a selfish thing to do because I feel like I am abandoning my family. I've heard you get what you think, something like that. But how can I think anything positive when I feel so defeated, especially when I have to live it every day? So in alignment, I didn't get to this question yesterday, and I have to move it over to today. And today, talking about self-defeating thoughts. And he said, John says, how can I think anything positive when I feel so defeated, especially when I have to live it every day? So many thoughts, so many answers, so much coming up for me, as always. But the first thing I would say, John, is your life is calling you forth. Your life is calling you to say, step up. There's a saying, you may have heard this, John, it says, pain pushes. Pain pushes until vision pulls. Vision is inviting you. Vision is getting ready to pull you. But right now, pain is still pushing. You said you've gone to marriage counseling, didn't work. For the past 5 years, your marriage is going downhill. You hate your job. But you got three preteen kids. Because of that, filing the divorce is not an option. Leaving a job is not an option. Well, let's stay with that. You don't want to file a divorce. You don't want to live. You don't want to leave your job because you've got three kids. And I'll say, so what's that got to do with anything? And I know most of my regular listeners are saying, whoa, did he just say that? But you also know that there's a method to my madness. And I will answer the question for you, John. What does that have to do with anything? It tells me, you love your children enough to grow and go through this experience while you support them. That's one thing to be positive about, that you have children that you love and care about. Let's break this down. Let's not make this complicated. Let's break it down. Let's make it really simple. Clearly, you are telling me you love your children enough to not put them through the pain of divorce, of not knowing where the next meal is coming from. That's one thing to be positive about. Now, let's come back to you. That you're giving up your life, your own happiness for your children. That's another thing to be positive about. Now, let's come back to you, I think. So you just settled with the unsaid. And your story, a lot of people can relate to it. Now, it's about how you're looking at the situation. Okay, if you're in a marriage that's failing, you've done marriage counseling, there is something you are not seeing. If marriage counseling is not working, there's something you are not seeing. You hate your job. Guess who gets to make that choice? You. Through the self-defeating thoughts. You have decided that you hate that job. And I bet you can give me reasons why you hate it. But you know what? Human beings are meaning-making machines. And the meaning you have given your job right now is I hate it. I hate my job. Whew, the energy's too strong. I'm saying to move on. Then you say, my marriage is going downhill. You are praying that prayer. You're making that declaration. So the first thing, or the next thing, that I want to share with you is, as I said before, your life is calling you forth. Your life is asking you, are you going to say yes to your next level of transformation? Are you going to say yes even if you don't know how? It's time to be selfish. You heard? It's time to be selfish. So that when you become so selfish, you can be so self-full. For me, from this letter, from this email, you are telling me that you don't have nothing, you're struggling. It's time to take time out for you and ask yourself, what do you really want? You can change this around. You hate your job, but you're still getting your salary from your job, and it's helping you take care of your kids. So the job you hate is providing for your loved ones. Watch that. How about change your thinking about that? How about giving thanks that even though this job is not bringing me total fulfillment, it is bringing happiness to my children. It is helping me be a father for my children. Isn't that something to be grateful for? If your marriage is not working, would you say it's not? Maybe you need to redefine what marriage means for you. And when you get clear about redefining what marriage means for you, then you can have a conversation with your wife. If a marriage isn't working, divorce is not the only way out. That's one way out. Counseling is one way out, but more importantly, you must be willing to go deep inside yourself to the most vulnerable part of your being and confront the truth. Asking for God's support, asking for your guides, whatever, asking for the angels, asking for the angel support, for the universal mind support. I don't know, whatever you believe in. Asking for Jesus support, whatever. The quote I read earlier, what lies behind us and what lies before us, behind you is your hate your job. Behind you is your work is your marriage is going downhill and counseling didn't work. Ahead of you, what lies before you, and I can't divorce, and I'm settling. All of that tiny matters compared to what lies within you. So now it's time to be still, to take time out. Have some time with yourself and ask, what should I do? What needs to be done here? What is seeking to be birthed? because this is a wonderful place, space for transformation. If you are willing to grow through the pain, it's like giving birth, John. You're a man, so you may not be able to understand like I don't, but you can relate. You have three children. The pain of birthing a child, a baby. Seeing a woman go through that, sometimes a woman would call her husband out of his name. She would say, she can't do this. And they say, go on, push. She breathes. And she screams. She cries. She asks for the painkiller. She says, please, take away this pain. Some females go through without that. But the image, the experience of watching a woman go through that kind of pain, for me, makes me wonder, wow, what makes a human being want to go through that again? What makes a woman go through that again and again and again? But you know, when that baby is born, most females say they forget the pain. So the pain, the birthing pain that you're growing through and going through, is an indicator. It's letting you know that you're getting ready to give birth to something so dynamic, but you've got to be still. You got to breathe in and breathe out real slow, and then push, and then push. Push yourself to be still. I know that's counterintuitive. Push yourself to be still. Push yourself to listen. Push yourself to ask for guidance. Start your day with gratitude. And here's one to try on. Give thanks for what you're going through right now. This unsettling experience, give thanks for it, knowing, reminding yourself that there's something good in this. Something wonderful is seeking to be birthed in your life. That's why you need to be so selfish and focus on you, the you that's been trying to get your attention a long time ago, but you won't listen. So your marriage, your children, your job is a catalyst to say, pay attention to me. There's a true self in here that wants to live fully, that wants to be fulfilled, that wants to express, that wants to shine. It's never too late. The question is, will you say yes? Will you do the work? We can let go of self-defeating thoughts, you know. We are a meaning-making machine. No matter what is going on, you give it the meaning. Whatever meaning you give your life experience, you start reacting to it based on the meaning you give it or respond to it. Call your life good. Call your experience good. Even if everybody's saying, oh, that's so terrible, that's so sad, I can't believe you're going through that, call it good. And when they start telling you how sad that is, just walk away. Gotta go. Push the delete button in your mind. Push the delete button in your consciousness. Just delete those folks out of your life. Gotta go. Defrag your mind. Run the antivirus. Forgiveness. Let forgiveness just go in and clean out your disk, your mind. And then we say, oh, I found some toxic way of thinking, way of being here. But now I've taken out all the infection, the erroneous thoughts. Well, that's the only question we're going to get to today. I trust the process. Tomorrow, 347-426-3346 is the number to call for Spiritual Tag Team, where a psychic and a life coach come together on the ring of life and support you, empower you. Actually, it's not the ring of life. It's the gem of life. We empower you to open up the gift that the universe is presenting you. No matter what you're going through and growing through, it is a gift. Spend time in nature. Spend time appreciating, being in gratitude, loving, sharing, serving, believing, knowing that you are here to make a difference. That you are the most important creation on this planet, because you are. There's only one of us, because there's one consciousness, and each and every one of us an extension of that consciousness. It looks like we're separated, but we're not. We are not. What you say? We're experiencing that consciousness together right now. That's why you come back and listen. That's why you re-listen to the show. That's why you share it. So when you feel like, wow, I'm hearing what I'm hearing. Oh, that. Oh, I just love how he shares it. I like that thought-provoking idea that he just shared. Yes, it's your consciousness speaking to you through me as me, because there's one of us. I hear some of the things as I share with you on the show every day. I listen to the show over again. I listen to my show sometimes and I am inspired. And I'm not having an ego conversation. This ego is spiritualized. Where I'm coming from a spiritualized ego. When your ego is spiritualized, your ego, your intellect, the humanly way of being knows it's got to listen to the spirit first, the spiritualized ego. When you come from that place, you can just be, and you can step into the realm of holy boldness. Holy boldness. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I will see you here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you have my permission to download the show. You have my permission to send this link, this show, to anybody and everybody, your lovers, your haters, your friends, your family, your children. Share it with them. You have my permission. So you never have to ask. Peace in and peace out. Be loved, be joyful, be grateful, and be still.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.